Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, is Lord. That means He's over it all. He's the one that we bow to, the one that we serve, the one that leads us, guides us into all truth, directs our lives, directs our journey, and in this window, this paradigm, this season of what we call and consider life. And it's quite a bizarre twist to be here. The illusionary reality becoming more and more fluid, lucid, just sort of translucent. You sort of starting to see through things that have been hidden for a long time. Things that were thought to be consistent and stable are now being seen to be fluid, malleable. If you follow some of the scientific stuff that's out there, occasionally I'll have some friends that send me some stuff here and there, and even the scholars have been talking about how different things that they thought, different fundamental principles of even physics, don't work anymore. As their understanding grows, they understand how little they understand, and they understand how things that they thought were one way and rules that they used in order to be able to formulate principles and theories and baselines for reality no longer work. Now, what a scientist does, a true scientist does, is, you know, one that doesn't, that's in actually a in the pursuit of truth, when they realize that something that they thought was wrong, a true scientist, mind you, what they do is they end up changing what they revise their hypothesis, they revise their theory, and then they adjust for the situation in order to keep progressing. See, if you don't adjust your understanding when truth is known, you don't move forward at all. You stay where you were, and you stay stuck in that lie and in that preconceived idea and that preconceived notion, because you can't move forward, because you're stuck defending a lie and an illusion. So in order for true science to progress, they have to adjust and move forward with that which is true. And if they choose to not move forward with that which is true, and they choose to defend a false precept, then that science stops there, then and there, and it's dead. And then basically you get an institution trying to protect and sustain a broken and a fallen and a false construct. And those ones are out there. I think they had more clout 20, 30 years ago, before information and knowledge was so free-flowing and so abundant. Now, today, information is out there. Now, good information is another question. But So back in the day, there was people that had locks on knowledge, because there was very few repositories of information. And now that's not the case. So education has changed. People can be self-educated today in a way that was never possible before. So all of this is changing, and the dynamic is shifting. And with the shifting dynamic, what's happening too is falsehoods, false constructs. If you choose to stay with a lie, and you choose to get off that flow of truth, and if you're not willing to align yourself with the bedrock of what's true and what's real, then the end result is going to be that you will just be passed by. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of things, a lot of places where people have just dug themselves in, and they're just going to be crushed by the waves of truth and the waves of light that pass over them. Because, you know, in the process of them trying to hold that position, well, it's overwhelming to them at this point. So, the change that's been taking place too, as it just continues to escalate, you and I, what we're seeing as well is we're seeing this transition, as more is being known and more is being revealed, and the apocalypse, the unveiling, is taking place. At the same time, reality itself is now becoming fluid, malleable, and no longer what it was that people, you know, what it was that people considered absolutes. So the absolutes now are no longer there. Now what you have is you have the just day-to-day reality is shifting. I've seen, I don't know if you guys track the Mandela effects at all, but the paradigm where I was before this one, the Monopoly Man had a monocle, the Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow never had a gun, Dorothy had white socks. Just go check these things out. You know, the movies have changed, the games have changed, the Flintstones are now the Flintstones with a T. This was not the case. It used to be the Flintstones, no T in the middle. That's what I remember. And even as those memories are shifting and changing, one thing that people are starting to notice now as well is that there's more programming coming out to try to get people to now doubt their memories, now doubt what you considered reality before, and no longer trust your memory. Yeah, that's becoming now an actual program that's running as well. And you're going to start seeing that more and more too, where people are, the world is going to try to get people to say, wait, what you knew and thought and believed, your mind doesn't work. The reality, the illusion is what's real. So whatever they tell you today, that's what you need to believe. And when the fact of the matter is, whatever it is that God puts in front of you as His instruction, His truth, the leading and the guiding of His Holy Spirit, that, my friends, that is what is real. That is what is real. Not this other stuff. And so you've got to trust the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit and not the illusion. Now, I need to, because the illusion is going, it's just going to keep going. Strong deception, strong delusion, more and more and more. It's going to just continue to increase and escalate as people continue to press on and press forward in and through this paradigm. Some of them kicking and screaming, but His Spirit, God's Spirit, is definitely being poured out on all flesh. And some of them is driving them nuts. Absolutely crazy. While others are going into and enjoying and moving forward in the light and in the presence of the living God. So the Spirit of the living God is being poured out upon all flesh. And and you know, and this it's causing all kinds of responses, all kinds of reactions. Now, when something is properly aligned, think about it like this. When your bones are in the right alignment, and you go for a walk. Well, they're in the right place, they're able to support you, they're able to make that journey go well and enjoyable. If your bone is out of alignment and you take that same walk, it is painful. It is excruciating. The pain is unbearable. If it's broken, you can't do anything. I mean, it's so before the time that we're in now, and I even use that word time very loosely at this stage, but before, or in what we were experiencing in the previous window, in that window, it seemed like, you know, people could just kind of carry on in different places, in different ways. Now, as the Spirit of God is being poured out upon all flesh, well, now you're being asked to walk, and you're putting that weight on that leg, and that which is out of alignment is excruciating. That which is out of alignment is falling apart, is going crazy, is going mad. You know, all of that is there. You know, but this is also a response to the pouring out of the Spirit of the Living God. This is also a response to light and truth coming in, and the darkness not having a place to go. See, when Jesus talked about in John 3:16, you know, we always read that verse, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." But this is the verdict. Keep going. Keep reading. The verdict was that men rejected that light. They didn't want the light because their deeds were evil. And so they didn't want to go into the light. They wanted to stay in the dark. But now what happens when there's no more dark to stay in? What happens when, okay, those that went back into the darkness, but now the light overpowers them and floods into those places that they thought were dark corners and brings that into the light. Now what do you do? Because that's part of what people are starting to deal with as well. You know, part of what people are starting to deal with as well is this just excessive light increasing. Things that people thought were hidden are now coming out more and more and more and more and more, and it's driving them crazy. Each time that they thought they got away from one thing, here comes the next. And the mistake that the worlders are making is, their mistake is that they think that they're focusing on a single person or a single country or a single group of people or a single this or a single that. And that's part of what's driving them mad, because they don't know where this is actually coming from. Okay, here's a question. I know there's this whole thing about this talk about the whole climate thing is going on and on and on more. And yeah, sure, there's some toxins in people's environments. It would be great if those would be cleaned up, you know, instead of this massive tax grab that they're trying to do. But here's a broader question. Okay, is the sun, our sun in the sky, is the sun a stable energy output star, or is it a variable energy output star? Now, I ask that question because everybody's talking about, you know, how, you know, you can't have an air conditioner and this and that. This big thermal nuclear reactor in the sky, is there any fluctuation in that energy that's coming off of that? Because, surprise, surprise, I've seen some stuff in my own research that kind of suggests that the sun is a variable energy output star. And actually, that makes sense over a long period of time, because all stars in our galaxy, and you can see by red shifts and blue shifts and astronomy, but you can see where or dwarf stars or black holes. Those are examples of, you know, where something was and then the collapse and that whole thing, star going supernova, all that kind of stuff is out there. So if it's the case that our sun is changing in the energy output that it has, do you think that that might have an effect on what's going on our Earth? Well, why don't we have a talk about that? Well, because that kind of discussion is not convenient for an agenda. There's a lot of things that are not convenient for an agenda, and when they get all the people swept up in hysteria, they've been given their preconditioned talking points, and they've been steered in a different way where we can't actually have a logical discussion based on intellect, based on facts, based on trying to get to the conclusion of the matter, based on trying to understand something for what it is and not what we would like it to be able to shape something. You got to understand that what the world is trying to do is, because light is coming in and they cannot stop what God is doing, they're making a mad dash push to try to scoop up and lock in every soul possible so that they don't lose their crop. And I don't think I need to change the word usage there, because that's how, in another way, in another realm, they see the souls of humans. They buy and sell in the souls of men. Hello. So, realize that your only exit is Christ Jesus. Realize that, and if you go with Jesus, you're going with truth. And if you're going with truth, then you're going to align yourself with that which is real and not with that which is the illusion and that which is the mind control. So, there's a lot going on. It's an amazing time. Know that God's with His people. God's in control. And you guys, listen, now pray. You know, get into prayer. Get into the Spirit. You know, just listen, you've got weapons of your warfare, use them, you've got, and have them on you, access them, you know, those are yours for the purposes that God has intended for you. Use the weapons of your warfare, and be aware, don't get distracted by things that are going on around you, because there's a lot of, the enemy's like a roaring lion looking for whom he can devour. So you need to be on your game, and you need to be aware of what's going on. Don't let there be distance between you and the people that God has put in your circles. You know, you need to have their back, they need to have yours. Watch out for each other, you guys, because we need each other right now. We need to be there for each other in this season and in this time. Watch out for each other. Focus on the things of the Spirit. Focus on the things of God. God's in control. And pray. Use the weapons of your warfare, because we, brothers and sisters, we are the ones. We're more than conquerors in Christ. Love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.